Thanks for checking out JAGcast, a podcast series researched, written, recorded, and produced by the 8th grade students at New Road School in Santa Monica, California. Today we will be interviewing Lisa Samoylenko, a Jewish Ukrainian immigrant from Germany.
As we explore and analyze her journey and life as an immigrant, we will be answering the question,
how did immigration impact her and her community? This is Lisa Samoylenko, our interviewee for today, and let's start off by asking a few questions. Like, what was your background?
I am Ukrainian, immigrant from Germany. My parents grew up in the Ukraine, my father in Kharkiv, and my mother in Mariupol. They were victims of the Bolshevik Revolution, and the entire family was evicted or gathered and then sent to Siberia in Russia to confiscate their land. This is both my mother and my father. My father grew up in a Russian labor camp, and my mother was more or less in one too. So that's their background. When they escaped, they came westward to Germany and encountered another person, Adolf Hitler, and got involved in the Second World War. That ended, and I believe in my sister was born in 44 during the war, and I in 45 after the war. My life was spent mostly in a DP camp, a displaced persons camp. All the people, refugees from all over, especially the Soviet Union, were collected and put in camps all over Germany. And then we applied to countries all over the world for acceptance. My father waited for the U.S. to open immigration, which they did in the 50s, and I immigrated to the United States when I was around 10 years old with my parents. Both sides of the family, my mother's and father's, were obliterated. We were the sole survivors in both lines. So we came to the United States.
How did you arrive?
We came via a boat. It was, I forget the name, I have a postcard describing it. It was horrific. It took 2 weeks to cross the Atlantic Ocean from Germany to Ellis Island. It was it was really difficult. Food was scarce, but in addition to that, the majority of everyone spent their time vomiting, and it was my job to collect the vomit and throw it in the garbage, I don't have good memories of this trip across the Atlantic Ocean.
Why did you come to the U.S.?
The U.S. had a reputation of being very prosperous and generous and a place to make a living where you had plentiful food. Nobody knew anything about the U.S. except via the soldiers that were there. And we were fed by, in Germany, in our camps, the Americans would send us food. That's how we lived. All of us had one pair of shoes, one piece of clothing, but we did get one or luckily two meals a day. That was wonderful. So instead of Brazil or other places that opened up immigration, my father chose to wait for the U.S., which they eventually did open up, and we came via a boat.
How long did it take?
It took us 2 weeks to cross. It was the Atlantic Ocean. It was just absolutely horrendous. Our boat must have been a reject because it kept rocking back and forth, and everybody, unless you were way down below, the families weren't together. It was women were segregated from the men, and the children stayed with the mothers, of course. My father took me down down into what would you call the basement of the boat, and the rocking wasn't quite as severe, but on the above sea level, oh my God, there was just nothing but sick, nauseated women.
Were there any interesting stories?
The interesting stories began when we arrived in the United States. We had to board trains because a small church in Iowa sponsored us. The United States Immigration Office did not accept refugees, but all the churches in the United States kicked in at that point and took refugees. And the First Presbyterian Church in a small town in Iowa sponsored us. And what was amazing, we had to, from New York, where we boarded the train and came to Iowa, we had no food. We didn't realize that we were allowed to sit in the seats. So we sat in the baggage area. And then finally an American came and ushered us into and said in English, we didn't understand a single word, that we could actually sit in the train seats. And from there, someone realized that it was, it would take a number of days to get from New York to Iowa, that we hadn't eaten the entire time. And can you imagine, we were dirty, disheveled after spending two and a half weeks of travel with nothing to eat or wash. They took this person, I'll never forget him, brought us into the dining room and ordered food for us. And we ate for the first time, and he paid, and he actually sat next to us and ate with us. This was, I still remember this so vividly, because I'm not sure I could do something like that right now. But he sat calmly and picked up the tab and brought us back to our seats. He was an angel. That was something that I will always remember and model myself after, kind acts.
What was your experience coming to us? What was your experience coming to the U.S.?
It varied. I had wonderful time, and it was a mixed bag. You know, I think mainly it was very, very strange. It was so different from anything we've ever experienced. The number of cars, the street traffic, the wealth of the community. I mean, when we came off the boat, we must have been so disheveled, and to be very frank, we must have stank. But looking around, all you could see is order and wealth. And I remember the first time, I've never seen in the camps that we lived people of color. I was stunned that there were African Americans living here, or Latinos. It was just, I remember staring at all sorts of people, because in the camps that we were Ukrainians, Russians, and mainly Poles, and no one else.
What was your community life?
When we arrived in Iowa, very few people spoke a foreign language, and we spoke no English. The first thing that they did was, first of all, usher us into the bathroom and had us scrub up and wash. And then afterwards, they took me to all the places, to the Dairy Queen. I've never, ever, ever had an ice cream cone. And I was around 8 or 10 years old at that time. And they handed me this wonderful ice cream cone with a swirl on top. And I remember licking it and tasting it and thought, that's it. I'll never want to leave America ever. I instantly became an American citizen. My parents had a little bit of a hesitancy because there was no one that spoke Ukrainian or Russian in the community. And they missed people like them who shared their lives with them. I think they always felt on the periphery of American life in Iowa. But after 1 year there, my father learned that there was a Ukrainian community in the city of Chicago in Illinois. So we packed up our bags and we moved there, and there it was. Everyone spoke Ukrainian. Few people spoke English. And it was mandatory for us as kids to speak only Ukrainian when we met other Ukrainians. English was kind of forbidden, except in schools. So I led a double life there, you know, one that was to exemplify what my parents and the Ukrainian community expected, and the other, the wonderful life that America offered to me, like the Dairy Queen, for instance.
What were the emotional effects of life in the U.S. for your parents and you?
My parents lost a child in Germany. They lost all their relatives in the Ukraine. They left behind a life that they wanted and cherished. My mother came from a very, very, very religious community called Volksdeutsch. These were a community from the time of Catherine the Great. They were very, very religious, very inbred, very, very, very select. My father came from a large, large Ukrainian family with 14 brothers and sisters. He missed them terribly. They had celebrations, holidays together. They worked together. And then they came alone in Chicago. It was very disorienting. None of us spoke English. I learned English instantly from watching the Howdy Doody show on the U.S. television. I could sing the songs and do everything without understanding a single word. And from there, I became really good at learning English, learning everything, doing study work and all. We moved into an old neighborhood called Humboldt Park that was a traditional Jewish community. So the educational standard and expectations were really high. Considering that we were more or less poor folk, poor immigrants, I had a superb teachers in a very poor community. And that was very, very positive. The emotional tugs of being true to the Ukrainian culture, but still wanting to be fully American, affects all of us as an immigrant. The stuff that we leave behind and that which is ahead that we really want. We don't want to hurt our parents, but it sure is nice to leave all that baggage behind too. It's a real dilemma that I think a lot of young immigrant people have to deal with.
Immigration was the cause for a major change in Lisa's life. It brought her to America, where her as well as her family found a new community from which they built up off of.
Overall, migration found her a new home and a better life. It brought her family a stable job, a trusted community, but most importantly, a new home away from the troubles of war and discrimination alike.
Thank you for listening.